You're listening to Josh and Zachary on Switch 1197.
Josh and Zachary rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197 as Brisbane's youth alternative.
Yes, indeed.
3221097. If you want to give us a call, get involved with the show, or you can just like us on Facebook. Just search Josh and Zachary on Switch 1197. What the hell am I talking about?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I was reading something and I just said Switch 1197 a number of times.
Good.
Mate, so far on the show, we've told everyone a foolproof way to win the lottery and also saved about a million animals' lives.
We did
with
indeed.
Our new initiatives. It's only 3 o'clock.
What's left?
There's still a half a show to do, mate.
Hey, we peaked too early.
Damn it, I knew this would happen. There's so much good to be done in the world. And, you know, we need more than a two-hour show, mate. Simple as that.
Yep.
And as I stare over at Zach, I'm just trying to work something on the computer. Zach's puffing away at a nice little contraption there, I see there. Obviously not allowed to smoke in the studio, Zach, so...
Oh, it's not smoking though, Josh.
Oh, okay. Go on.
Then continue.
Well, by all means, continue.
What I've purchased is... And I know a lot of people have probably heard about these in the media recently if you follow the news as closely as I do. Which you probably don't because I'm a news addict.
I always see you nose pressed up against the TV during the 5 o'clock recap of the news.
Mate,
so seldom people follow as closely as you, mate.
Look at my hands, covered in newspaper ink.
It's an unsightly thing.
Listen, so these are e-cigarettes, basically. What they do is it's a battery, looks like a real cigarette. You screw that into there, into a carton. And it's got nicotine inside it, vaporizes the nicotine, allowing you to inhale basically vapor instead of cigarette smoke. It's meant to cut down on all the poisons and everything like that. Apparently, it's got a lot of health benefits. No one really knows if it's better for you or not. But look at me, I can smoke wherever I want.
Let the record show, he's inhaling. And as...
Smooth.
What goes up must come down. What goes in must come out. Vaporized.
Look, I won't say the name of the brand that I purchased, but they have stopped shipping to Australia.
Oh, it's so illegal, mate.
I've got about 50 of these little carton misers for the cigarette things.
Hundreds of thousands of nicotine addicted people come running towards the studio.
Yeah. So I stocked up, but I'm good for maybe 7 weeks before I'm going to be really clamoring for some more nicotine. And I think it's actually promoted more nicotine smoking because I can do this in my bed.
Mm.
So, you know, 1 o'clock, wake up, next thing I know, have a puff.
I mean, it's the cold air and the accompanied wind of the winter days in Queensland that kind of, I think, would curb a lot of smoking.
But I know you've sworn off the cigarettes.
Mate, 21 days in.
These are actually really good, and I've actually got enough so that I can have 2 full ones.
Ah, very good.
See, so I've put this one together for you, and, you know, have a puff.
No, I'll not be having
a puff. Have a puff.
I'm not having a...
Just
I'm
have
not,
a puff.
I'm not having what you would call
have
a puff.
Puff.
I'm not having a puff.
Have a puff.
No, mate. Put the cigarette down. Put the e-cigarette down. I'm not having a
have
puff.
Have a puff.
No, please. You're holding, mate.
It's
no longer addicted to the deadly drug.
It's nicotine. I'm trying to give you a taste. I'll sell you my 50 cards.
You've made a mistake. You've got buyer's remorse. You
have a puff.
I'm not having a puff.
Suck it. Suck it.
Unnecessary. Suck it. Put it down. You've made a fool out of you and I.
Gotta stop going around with this and telling people to suck it.
I've got a new
especially on radio doesn't translate as well as I'd hope.
Yeah, poor anybody who's just tuned in. I might tune into a bit of Switch 1197 and round out my weekend with lovely boys of Josh and Zachary. Oh heavens, what am I hearing here? Goal.
Careen straight into some cyclists.
No, but if you are driving, of course, drive safe in these unsteady times. I mean, remembering that the cold does shrink your tyres and they are more likely to explode. There you go. Just put the fear of God into every driver.
if you're someone who's also bought one of these e-cigarettes, what I want to do is ask you to stop vaping, as they call it.
Heavens.
In public spaces.
I have...
Like, just because you can smoke one of these through the aisles of Woolworths and cause a bit of a hubbub, don't do it. No need to make a scene.
I have heard quoted a young gentleman who is inclined to vape, as we call them, the vapors.
The vapors.
The vapors.
The Brisbane vapors.
Oh, jeez.
We're a gang.
He did say, he said, the good thing about these things are I can do it on the plane and no one can say anything. And, like, it's not illegal to do, obviously. Yeah. I don't want to see something that goes inside your body and then comes outside your body.
And then into yours.
It is, yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, I don't want to breathe in the vapes, and I don't want to see that kind of caper going on. I know it is.
Yeah, we all know that we're breathing each other's air.
Mm.
But don't illustrate the point by doing this next to somebody.
Mm, exactly. Because as illegal as it is, I mean, as legal as it is to smoke.
Well, someone you don't know. I do it inside with, you know, the housemate sitting next to me, but they know me.
Oh, yeah.
They can breathe the same air as me.
Right.
You know, you and I, we're flesh and blood, mate. You can breathe the same air as me if you want. I don't care. I'm not going to tax you for it. Why would I? I don't own the air. If I did, I'd be a billionaire. No pun intended.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is as legal as it is to vape on a plane. It's also equally as legal to fart on someone's food. But the fact that you don't do it is just...
common courtesy, really.
Just the world that we live in.
I don't want to shit in anyone's breakfast here, but legally I have the right.
All right, there is nothing stopping me from hanging my pecker out and just filling up someone's Nutri-Grain with my own urine.
But do you do it?
No!
What a world we live in.
Ah, the future.
The possibilities.
You're listening to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197. It is Brisbane's Youth Alternative, and we'll be straight back after this.
The dance floor is now open.
Brisbane's Youth Alternative.
Switch 1197.
Josh and Zachary rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative.
As always.
Zach, a little salute to the dogs just listening.
Yes, indeed.
A little high-pitched squeal.
You got to acknowledge them.
Oh, exactly.
Otherwise, you got to keep them on their toes.
I don't want people listening at home going, I heard a high-pitched squeal. I don't think they heard it. I want people to know that we're across everything that happens in here. Everything that comes in and out of the studio is all attributed to us. Zach, you did mention during the break that you followed someone in a road rage panic.
Panic? No. Rage? Yes.
Go on. A little bit interested in this story, to be perfectly honest.
Well, it was one of the first Fridays I've left work right on time. And basically, I had a good day. And I was ready to take the stress-free drive down the highway. Next thing I know, some joker, doing a little bit under the speed limit. I thought, this simply will not stand. So what do? The natural thing. I moved over to the left lane because he was insisting on staying in the right lane. And I started to accelerate to pass this guy. What's he do? He speeds up.
Oh, no.
So I had to get back behind him. I thought perhaps a slip of the foot, completely unintentional, couldn't be avoided. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He's not trying to mess with me. He's just trying to get home as well. Next thing I know, another road comes up, stretch of space to overtake him, once again on the left-hand side. Very, very unorthodox way to overtake, but at this point I was ready to take anyway.
Can you get your weekend started?
Exactly. He was driving slow. So I start speeding up. What's this guy do? He speeds up beside me, not letting me over. We get to 135 kilometers an hour. I'm bearing down on the ute in front of me. I'm going at least 40 kilometers faster than it because it was a 90 zone. This was very illegal, and I am admitting to it on the radio, I guess, which isn't the smartest thing to do.
Probably not.
Don't know how many cops listen to this show.
A lot of the finest, Brisbane's finest are listening.
Yep. Sorry, I repent for my sins right now. So he speeds
that
up.
Works.
He kept, gets me out of a ticket.
Oh, he's repented. All right, everyone, turn these cars around.
Don't worry, I'm getting more illegal after this, so stay tuned if you're booking me. Don't come straight in. Don't turn the radio off, go, we've got him, let's roll. Leave it on the way here.
Can't get any worse than that.
I got some doozies for you. So this guy has decided to block me out of the lane very intentionally. And now I'm angry. Now he's sitting beside every car he can. He'll speed up, get beside another car. He's made it impossible to pass him at every turn. And I got to follow this guy for 15 minutes to get to my exit. I get to my exit. My heart's pounding a million miles an hour. I'm just seeing red at this point. Mm. I'm furious. I don't know if anyone knows me that well. I don't get very angry very often.
Nope.
But on the road, I'm furious.
Mm.
So I skip my exit. Now I'm standing behind this guy. He's slowed down, I guess, to let me pass. He's had enough. Do you know what I've decided? No, we haven't had enough.
No.
I slow down too. I stay behind him.
Let the game begin.
He changes lane. I change lane as well. As soon as I see his indicator go, mine's on. Bam, I'm right behind him.
Oh, hello.
There's no mistaking that I'm stuck to his tail like glue.
Yeah.
And he knows it. I've flashed him a couple times with the headlights.
Oh, yeah. Really seal the deal.
He knows that I know what he did. And he knows that I know that I'm going to follow him.
He's looking in his rearview mirror. He's going, oh, no. I've tangoed with the wrong fella.
You have this time, bucko. So what do? He starts heading towards the airport.
Oh, Jesus, he's really out of here.
Yeah. He's skipping the country.
Well, I guess there's no time to say goodbye to the wife and kids. I'll send for him while I'm in India.
He heads for the airport. Now, the airport exit is possibly 10 minutes away from my house. So I've gone well out of my way already. I've already committed about 20 minutes of my time to this road rage incident. And this was my plan. As soon as he stopped at his house, because I was going to follow him home, I was just going to get out. I wasn't going to fight him. And I was just going to say, hey, mate, why are you trying to muck with my day?
Mm.
Just trying to get home. Just wanted to get past you. Why'd you decide to be an idiot? And then go, just don't do it again. You piss people off that way.
Yeah, he would have went, oh, yeah, no, fair, cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to go inside and play Xbox.
Yeah, exactly. And then I would have got, God, I'm an old man. So anyway, I followed him all the way to the airport.
Yeah, well, you follow him all the way. Well, your plan is to follow him all the way home, get out and give him a talking to?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Just so he knows that there's psychopaths on the road. And he goes, well, next time I'm not going to be an idiot because...
Yeah, this guy's going to follow
you. Yeah, the psychos follow you home.
You really would have messed with this whole weekend.
I've taken on the persona of a psycho to teach somebody a lesson.
I would have got out and go, now I know where you live.
Yeah.
And then just got in my car and drove off.
Does that make me a psycho that I'm so intent on teaching someone a lesson for messing with me that I'll go all the way out of my way, look like a psychopath? Like, I'm aware that's a really psycho thing to do, is follow someone home on a road rage incident.
Well, I mean, you're promoting people having to pay for their sins. I've just started not locking my house or car in the last couple of days just to kind of promote trust among the community. All I've promoted is free TVs, and I have a laptop to replace. But other than that, I mean, I think I'm really getting the message across.
So this all culminated basically in one of the most anticlimactic ways you could imagine.
Damn it! You could have at least.
I know. I could have built this.
You could have teased
better.
We could have done the radio tease.
I followed him to the airport. I thought, I don't care if he's picking people up. I'm going to get out now and embarrass him in front of whoever he's got. I'm going to go to whoever he's picking up and go, your mate that's picking you up from the airport, don't go with him. He's an idiot. He drives like a fool and he ruins people's day.
And the guy go, okay, I'll go with you.
Oh,
I'm going to the golf course.
Yeah, now. Good.
Well, I guess you're my designated driver.
I'm just driving in silence with this guy sitting in my passenger seat
just
now.
Just silently listening to Switch 1197's Brisbane's Youth Alternative.
But, oh, believe me, I remember his car.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
If I see it on the road again.
I was
wondering
what you were carving into the desk. It's a number plate of a guy that you followed all the way to the airport.
But now I know if I see that car again, it's going to be my trigger and I'm going to do something quite mental.
Yeah.
Because I'm just fixated on this now. I was in a trance.
Mm.
Anyway, I was listening to trance also. So maybe I need to back off the trance music.
I mean, unless you're in a nightclub.
And I had a transsexual in my car.
How was the transmission? Transmission was playing up. I'm listening to trance music. good stuff.
Good. So it all culminated basically in his final destination, which very fortunately for him was the airport staff car park.
Oh.
And I thought, well, hang on a tick.
You were straight on the no-fly list. You'll be skipping to your honeymoon destination. I'm going to Dubai with the girl I love. excuse me, sir. There's been a problem with your passport. And then you look in the back and there's just that guy that you remember seeing his eyes in the rearview mirror. And you go, oh, sweet mother of God, that's him. The guy with the half monobrow that I followed all the way to the airport. He works in the staff car park. Why did I do that? Why?
So, yeah, not wanting to break any rules.
The airport is the last place I don't want to create a scene, if you don't mind my saying so. But continue your story anyway.
Not wanting to break any rules, I simply flashed him a number of times, beeped my horn, flipped him off, and continued driving.
Everyone, the show finishes today at 2 p.m. Make sure you're off the road well and truly, because Zach will be driving all the way home.
And if you're driving... hang on, you know I said I remembered the car.
Oh, here we go.
This is what I remember.
Let's not give out his number plate.
This is what I actually remember. A red car.
She had a Hello Kitty sticker on the back.
No, a red car.
With a wheelchair rack on the top.
No, I remember a red car with a little soccer ball hanging down from the mirror.
Oh, she's got FIFA fever.
So if you've got one of those soccer balls and you drive a red car, maroon car, even a green car, take the soccer ball down, because I'm going to get confused one day and I'm going to ram into you.
You're listening to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. We'll be straight back after this. This is Pharrell Williams.